A new dockside safety exam requirement for many commercial fishing boats has been postponed for a couple of years. The once voluntary safety checks were slated to become mandatory last October for vessels that operate more than 3 miles from land. However, Congress pushed that deadline back with passage of the Coast Guard's latest funding bill. Ken Lawrenson is the Coast Guard's Fishing Vessel Safety Coordinator in Alaska.
Part of the effect of that was to delay the implementation of those mandatory exams into October of 2015.
Lawrenson estimates more than half of Alaska vessels that fish more than 3 miles offshore have already participated in the voluntary exams and received the safety decal over the years.
Mainly because they recognize that it's a good idea because of the unforgiving, harsh nature of the marine environment up here, as well as those vessels, a lot of those vessels already have to comply with observer requirements. And so their insurance underwriters, there's another reason for them to go ahead and have that decal. They have already been doing that for the last 10 years, 15 years in some cases.
According to Lawrenson, participation in the voluntary program has been less frequent among vessels that operate within 3 miles of shore in Alaska. He estimates only about 15 to 20% of boats in that category have received the decal. He encourages fishermen to get the decal whether or not it's required.
It's always a good thing, I think, to put an extra set of eyeballs looking at the safety and training of the crew. That's certainly an important component of survival out here. It's a dangerous business. We all kind of accept that. But that doesn't mean that there's not an obligation, I think, to do what should be done. And certainly having the Coast Guard on board and establish that relationship is, I think, part of the expectation for most reasonable folks.
Regardless of the delay in the new requirements, Lawrenson notes that the exams remain mandatory for some vessels, including Bering Sea crabbers and any boats that have to carry federal fishery observers.